This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Geekscapists, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. I want to thank you again for being a part of our 15-hour live stream to benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters. That was a huge event for us, and it was a lot of fun to have everybody in the network involved. What you got here on the feed is a little extra Christmas present for you. It's the recording of our Geekscape Saves Christmas role-playing game presented by Dark Hills Events. So, if you weren't watching live, you can now hear, I think, Shane, Derek, Matt, Katie, and I save Christmas. We haven't played an RPG on the Geekscape Network before, and this is a lot of fun. So, shout out to Dark Hills Events. Go check them out. This was a lot of fun. And I definitely still have an egg on my face for forgetting a certain... Well, you'll get to that. Forgive the audio. Enjoy this. And if you like it, let's have some more of these. Let us know, and we'll have more role-playing games on the network. So thank you so much. And again, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Boys and girls, thank you for joining me this evening. Tonight, we've got a very special story for you. We're going to tell you about the time Geekscape got into a bit of a pickle at the North Pole. So let's go right ahead. Da, da, da. Far up north, not far from Santa's workshop, where the elves frolic in the snow and the polar bears still live in their great kingdoms, there is a little village where it never stops snowing, but the days are always shining and the nights are as warm and cozy as a Christmas fire. You may not have ever seen this town, but in your heart, you know it's there. It's the place where all the most beloved toys go when their children are grown. And all that remains is a cherished memory of the Christmas morning they were first opened. This is the town of Treasure Trove, North Pole, and this is where our story begins, with five friends gathering for Christmas at the edge of town. Let's meet them, shall we? First, we have Orion. Orion is one of the Super Plumber Brothers. He is an 8-bit 3D video game character, circa 1986, modeled after a popular Irish plumber, clad in a lovely pair of green overalls. Orion, how are you doing on this lovely Christmas Eve?
I'm doing good. I lost my Irish accent, but I'm doing great.
That's absolutely fine. Don't worry. Orion's Irish accent is really offensive. Orion is great at jumping. He's got a head hard enough to break bricks, and he even has some secret abilities we might see later. But he's not the only one there. With him, we also have anthropomorphic gaming system, Nintendo 69, abbreviated as K69. K69 is an anthropomorphic video game system circa 1996. She moves around on four cords that come out of her patented four console slots. Her arms end in a rumble controller, a light gun, a battery pack, because they don't have extension cords in the North Pole, and a memory pack, because they didn't actually give her enough memory. Nintendo, how are you doing this Christmas Eve?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for bringing me here.
And that's not offensive? Okay.
But no, that's it's totally a video game voice, and we haven't marginalized them enough yet.
You're incel bot now.
Yeah, I'm making fun of incel bot, really.
I mean, Orion, you might want to be nice. Nintendo is the only reason you're alive. The cartridge currently in her slot is a Super Plumber Brothers, and you know that if anything were to happen to her, you would simply turn off.
Oh, no.
Also there is Max. Matter-activated teaching tool, released in 1981, not long after the proven success of the Star Wars film, and touted as the student's best friend. He looks like a small version of Johnny Five rolling around on three legs. His eyes double as flashlights, kids, and a periscope pops out of his head. In his chest is a slot where you can put in many different cassettes to learn about English, social studies, different languages, science, and more. Matt is fluent in almost 67 different languages. And he has a storage compartment in the back where you can keep the cassettes as well as the remote control that you can use to power him. How are you doing tonight, Matt?
So that was the best you could come up with.
Oh, wow. Doesn't sound like a robot at all.
You can take away Matt's cassettes so he can't talk.
I've got a lot of different languages, but I still struggle with the English one. I'm very excited. What's happening here on the North Pole?
Well, lots is happening. You guys are about to watch Santa launch from his workshop so that he can deliver toys to all the good boys and girls around the world. However, not all your friends have arrived. Let's not forget our favorite wrestling buddy, Randy Stretch Strong. Randy Stretch Strong is a multi-country Melee Federation wrestling buddy made of soft, squishy, stretchy material built to withstand blunt trauma and stretch further than any other toy. He's a rough and tumble toy, but he's got a soft inside. How are you doing tonight, Randy?
I'm also filled with toxic blue goo, so watch out.
Partly silicone. Just don't pop. Just don't pop. And finally, our favorite 90s toy, Saban, the White Lion Thunderzoid. An action figure from the popular Power Druids TV show. He's a robotic white lion that can transform into a Zoid, which is a guy with like a sword and missiles. I mean, which is a guy with a power sword and thunder missile.
He saw your goatee and definitely made you the white one.
It's morphin time, but you know, not a trademark infringement morphin time.
There were solid morphins on both sides.
It's trans morphin time.
So welcome our five friends. You're about to go on the biggest adventure of your life and you don't even know it. Real quick, whenever I ask you to do something, simply roll a d20, tell me what number you got, and I will tell you what happens, because we want to get this Wagon Polar Express a-moving. So it is the eve of Christmas, also known as Christmas Eve, and Santa is about to launch from his workshop. You guys have gathered on the edge of town while the rest of the toys are asleep. This is a yearly tradition. Whoever would like to can roll perception.
All right.
I'm gonna roll for perception.
K69 will roll. Ooh, 18.
18. As always, K69, your analytic abilities are completely unparalleled. And you see in the sky a Christmas star, the brightest you've ever seen. It appears to be getting larger and brighter by the moment, as if it's responding to all the Christmas spirit around the world. In fact, it seems to be getting closer. It's not just a Christmas star, it's a shooting Christmas star rocketing across the sky. And then suddenly, it collides with Santa's sleigh. Oh no! You all watch in horror as Santa's sleigh starts careening towards the ground on the horizon. Rudolph's nose is flashing. SOS, SOS, SOS. Leaves a trail of northern lights behind it. Finally, the sleigh disappears far off in the distance behind some trees, and there is a muffled followed by a flashing red. Rudolph's nose may have gone critical. Ladies and gentlemen, and also toys, it seems that Santa is down. Santa has gone down. You guys don't even know if the North Pole knows. The rest of the town is asleep. What are you guys going to do?
I think we need to wake up the town and get them all assembled to deliver these presents. Christmas can't end like this.
I agree.
How do we even know there are presents?
Is anybody concerned with Santa's health?
No.
We just care about the presents. I get it. We're toys.
We actually care about the reindeer.
No, he's pretty old. Yeah, I think he's immortal at this point, so I'm not too worried about that. But
okay. Great.
K69, what is the distance between us and where Santa went down? Can
I roll for that?
Absolutely.
All right, rolling. I got an 8.
You are not sure how far it is. However, you can see a trail of northern lights leading out over the horizon.
Looks further than I can stretch.
Like magical.
What's
it's
that?
Pretty far, guys.
Is there any... Do we have to go by foot? Is there any type of train that we can board?
Any...
New York?
Some type of express of polar nature.
Well, we have a Zoid.
How many seats you got in your Zoid?
We can transform and we can fit everybody in the back of the Zoid.
Absolutely. If you guys want to hop on Saban's back, you can ride off into the frozen waste.
Ride me!
Let's go for it.
Yeah,
I'll wrap my arms around you all for safety.
I want to do Baby Yoda in the Baby Yoda, like flying around the ship.
Have the crazy ears flapping.
You guys hop in, and the Tiger Zord goes out, and we quickly cut to like a scene that's clearly the toy in a model of the North Pole, and the flakes are made of like little flakes of paper, and it's like. And there's really awesome music playing. I'm just going to go every time that something cool happens with the box.
Don't you have a cassette for that, Matt?
Here's just play the music cassette for this.
I think King 69 put
it very descriptive. Tape
rainbows.
Oh, wrong tape.
Welcome to the Jungle begins to play.
Oh, shit, guys. It's going down.
As you head out into the frozen waste, the first place you come upon is the abandoned elf village of Hazelnut. We don't go to Hazelnut anymore.
Why did we come here now?
You guys are just following the trail.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay.
Hazelnut is said to have had a Belsnickel infestation, but we're not even sure anymore. How do you guys want to proceed?
I think we got to roll for perception to see if we smell those nasty Belsnickels.
Roll per perception. For perception. Critical fail.
Okay. Matt rolled a 14.
I got a 1, so I think I looked around and poked myself in the eye.
You remember you don't actually have any eyes.
It's got the IR port. I got a 2.
You look around with your flashlights and your periscope just to be sure, and you spot a dull orange glow in a garden. But that's the only thing you sense. What do you guys want to do?
Let's check out that glow.
All right, I say we check out that glow.
You got the glow.
Let's go.
You guys head over, and you find growing out of the barren ground a single 8-bit flower. The flower itself looks like a stem attached to a little fireball.
Oh, I've seen these before. These are my game.
These are in my... Yeah. The one in my slot.
Let me try and grab it.
You could grab it, or someone else could grab it and save it for you. Because you know that the moment you touch the fire flower, it activates your ball throwing ability.
Yeah, let's save it. Let's save it.
I have some storage, so I'll extend one of my cords and grab that and put it in. Can I do that?
Put it in the expansion slot.
Can I put a game genie in K69?
I would prefer a rumble pack, thank you. Just saying.
Does have a rumble pack. It's the second one.
That's right, that's right. That's right. The last one. That's right. Gotta have that for K69. All right. All things are in my slot. What's
You guys continue through Hazelnut, seeing nothing. And as you come out of the village, you see over the hill a flickering light, almost as if starlight.
Matt, can you determine if that's a code of some kind?
Let me try to see. I rolled a 4. How good is my ability to figure out what I'm seeing?
You do not have any cassettes on Morse code.
Yeah, it's just a flickering light. I don't know.
about how far away do we think the light is?
It looks like it's just over the crest of this hill.
Let's zord it anyway. It's Zoid time.
It's transforming time.
It's transforming. I say we go to the top of the hill, team.
You guys get to the top of the hill after a nice cutscene. And you see down in a
Did we skip the cutscene? What happened?
There's some melted snow. And in the middle of the melted snow, it's the Christmas star. It has fallen onto the ground, and its light is dying.
You murdered Santa's star.
Of its Christmas spirit.
Which do we hate more, Acorn Village or this star?
You just want me to light something up with that fire plant?
I mean, kind of.
Matt.
Dancing around the star are the Bell Snickles.
No, not the Bell Snickles. You're robbing
his Christmas spirit.
How many Bell Snickles are there?
There's like 6 Bell Snickles.
Okay. Are they pretty big?
They're like this size, literally.
Oh.
Wait, step on all the Bell Snickles.
But remember, you guys are toys, so you're also like this size.
Mm, right, right.
Oh, got it.
Can I take them to Suplex City?
All right. Randy Stretch Strong. Give me a roll, Randy Stretch Strong.
6.
Okay. You rush forward, but suddenly, the heat, the Bell Snickles throw a Raggedy Doll on the ground and light it on fire.
Oh.
They then.
Oh, no.
Stick it with a little stick and start like pointing it towards you. Fire is, of course, one of your few weaknesses, Randy.
Just like Undertaker at Survivor Series that way.
Is one of my language tapes Bell Snickle?
Absolutely. Yeah, this was the 90s.
All right. So I rolled a 16 on saying things in Bell Snickle just now. So I'm gonna say, yo, give us that star.
And as you speak up, and you're being like rough and tumble, right?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
As much as Matt could be.
As much as the Matt unit was designed to be.
As you threaten the bell snickles, the light from the Christmas star dims a little bit. As if your negative energy hurts him.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah.
Matt, right. I think your bad vibes are killing Christmas spirit.
Hey, buddies. Can we talk this
out? You guys want to watch Let It Snow?
As you suddenly become a little cheerier and ask the bell snickles if they'd like to talk this out, the Christmas star grows a bit brighter.
Do I have any Christmassy tunes in my slot?
You don't have any Christmassy tunes. However, you may or may not get bonuses in this game for singing.
I would like to sing Jingle Bells.
Go ahead and sing Jingle Bells.
But should I do it? Okay, it is. It's common. Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
The power of your song ignites the Christmas star brighter than even it was in the sky. The bell snickles flee in terror.
Yeah. We were trying to be friends. Okay, bye.
I thought we were going to play Xmas Lemmings.
You guys have scared away the bell snickles. Now what?
We've done it, team. Now what?
Let's go talk to the star.
Let's inspect the star for sure.
It's an inanimate object. But you can pick it up.
I'll pick up the star with one of my cards.
I think we need to put it back in the sky.
How much radiation poisoning?
Can I stretch far enough to put it back?
It's a Christmas star, so you may or may not get Christmas cancer. But
whoa!
Wrestlers die early anyway, so I can take.
Your blood is just licorice now.
So you guys now have the star and the fire flower, and I'm assuming you continue to rescue Santa, correct?
Oh yeah.
Where was he again?
Definitely.
Well, we gotta mark the town. That's the plan. Uh
oh. Oh right.
Could I get a listen roll from anyone who wants to listen?
Yeah, let's listen.
I got a two.
I got a two too.
I got a 1.
I got a 15.
I got an 11.
All right, Saban, you are trekking through the snow when you suddenly stop, and you hear a strange sound on the tail end of the wind. Ba-dum, bump. What was that?
Ba-dum, bump. What was that? Did anyone else hear that?
No, nobody heard.
No, I got a 1.
I may have heard the last bump, but nothing else.
Ba-dum, bump. And now it's getting louder. It seems to be coming closer.
What is ba-dum, it? Is it another song we have to sing?
Ba-dum, what's happening?
Ba-dump. And then suddenly, from out of the snow, like a great god of the north, Saban, you suddenly realize that your legs and joints are freezing up in the extreme cold.
Oh, I'm Mr. Snow.
Oh, the snow blows even harder.
Guys, I'm freezing up. Help me.
K69, give me the fire flower.
I whip it out of my
icicle.
K69, your cords are freezing. You can only reach halfway.
I'm trying to pull it out of my sled, but I'm freezing.
We need you to stretch. Can you stretch it?
Can I reach into the slot?
Can he reach into my slot? That is the question.
I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Luckily, the toxic silicone inside you never freezes. That's what you get for being made in Russia. Yeah. You reach your flaccid muscular arm into K69's slot, and you pull out the fire flower.
Friends call me Snow Miser.
Help me.
You reach out. And Orion, the flower is yours.
So, I am going to throw it at the heat miser or the cold freeze miser. Sorry.
Friends call me Snowmiser.
There's something Rankin Bass. Rankin Bass's lawyers are going to be contacting you.
Your overalls turn from green to a bright off-white. Fire ignites in the palm of your hand.
Does any music play? Like a little do, 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 do,
do, do. Of course, like
it just speeds up.
Turns to snow in my clutch.
Roll to throw.
I got a 16.
Oh, you toss the fireball and it collides with the snow miser, knocking it to the ground.
I'm too much.
I was just getting to know their catchphrases.
But not before the snow miser takes a snow globe out of his pockets. I'm sure his pockets or something somewhere. Out of his pockets and tosses it against the ground. The ground. The snow globe shatters and you all find yourselves trapped in a blizzard.
Oh no.
I'm all alone.
Guys, oh, man. Are you out there?
Oh no.
Let me use my lights eyes.
If you can find my arms, we can use it as a rope to all stay together.
The driving snow blinds you all as you stumble through the frigid white, clinging to K69's cords to stay together.
I was just warm.
The wind howls at you, screaming and angry. But you think you faintly can hear, roll for perception, whoever wants to.
A 10.
20. 14.
K69. And almost everybody hears, but K69, you definitely hear singing on the wind. It'd be almost eerie if it didn't also feel so warm and guiding.
You guys, I hear this lovely song. I think I might even know the words to it. Do I?
You would know the words. The song is filling your heart and spilling up and out of your throat. You have this strange urge. You know the way through this storm lies with this song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Sing with me, boys.
I don't know the words to this song.
Walking home from the Christmas Eve. Some may think it's something but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
As your voices harmonize, beautiful. You feel your collective song spin out like a golden thread, warm and full of cheer. The sounds of Snow Miser's vicious blizzard begin to fade. Still there, of course, raging in the background. But now you're all safe and cozy and tucked away in a cocoon knitted from sheer musical joy. As you trudge through the deep snowdrifts, it becomes a dance, almost a frolic. Orion, you're leaping like a step-dancing gazelle. Sheer joy of jumping. K69, your wires and controllers are waltzing around and through and over. Matt, your flashlight eyes are sparkling brightly. While your cassettes twirl and twirl. Stretch strong, you're squishing a stoic and entirely stiff Saban into a bear hug. And stretch him upwards into an overhead lift that would make Jennifer Grey cry. But as you make your way across the ballroom of frozen wasteland, you realize a deeper, more erratic, and entirely unfamiliar voice is joining in your song. From out of the depths of the frosty blizzard emerges a burly, blustery, bushy-bearded prospecting ginger.
Oh, what? Grandma got run over by a
walking home from my house Christmas Eve. Some might think there's no such thing as Santa.
Hey, all right, shut up.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Nothing.
Wow.
Who are you? We don't recognize you.
Name's Yukon Cornelius. I'm looking for gold, which has a distinct flavor, which is why I lick this pickaxe.
Okay.
What are five toys such as yourselves doing out here in this blustery blizzard of nothingness?
Well, we saw Santa get destroyed by a star and we're trying to help him.
We have to save Christmas.
Deuces, frozen beardsicles.
What? Rudolph wasn't looking too good either. He was shining out an SOS signal or something.
I think Rudolph went nuclear.
I'm sure that fellow will be fine. You look a little cold. Would you like me to conveniently lead you out of this blizzard?
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
That would be great. Thank you.
That would actually be kind of convenient.
Yeah. Maybe we can convince Santa to give you gold for Christmas.
You'd think he would after like 30 plus years, but no.
Have you written to him? Have you written that?
Dear Santa, I'm a greedy little...
Never thought of that. Whatever. Saved his ass a couple times?
What happened?
They don't make claymation videos of everything. Some kids aren't appropriate.
So you follow an incredibly creepy Yukon Cornelius. And as you crest a glacial rise in the distance, the blizzard begins to soften into just a few fluttering of flakes. And you look out and you see a bumble of snowmen majestically trekking across the valley floor below you.
A bumble?
A bumble.
Yeah, that's the plural.
That's five or more snowmen?
Yeah, that's plural.
Okay.
Everyone roll for perception for me.
Okay. Weren't you on Bumble?
15. Four.
I got a 15.
11.
Two. K69, you're a little too preoccupied with imagining the claymation videos that were mentioned earlier, so you're not paying any attention.
It's just Santa puking his guts out.
Everyone else, you see something shiny and reflective off in the distance.
I see something shiny.
Is it gold? Reflective. Maybe it's gold, Yukon.
Maybe it is! Let's check it out, boys and girls!
Does Yukon need to roll for perception?
For some reason, Yukon Cornelius is played by David Kochner in this episode.
David Koechner is just like wearing the footwork.
Follow me some more! I found an old shelter a few ages back. No one's inside. Looks like things got a little too toasty, but there's jam all over the place.
A few ages back, the measurements in this world are insane. We got a bumble of snowmen. Okay.
We're all immortal, man.
Let's go for it.
So you continue on behind Yukon's Cornelius as you get closer to the shiny and reflective object in the distance. You realize it's a metal door. Well, more of a hatch, really. And what you thought was a hill is actually some kind of snow-covered building.
Hmm. Okay.
The hatch.
I've seen Lost.
The numbers are a curse.
Yukon, do you have any luck opening that hatch for us, buddy?
Oh.
The door is actually slightly ajar.
If someone were maybe strong and wanted to help me.
Maybe a wrestler?
Can I take the hatch to Suplex City?
Yeah, I absolutely want to
roll.
Roll. Roll the suplex.
18.
Hatch.
18.
Oh,
that hatch went flying into the sky.
Yeah, in an athletic display of prowess, you see Stretch Strong essentially grab the door by the handle and rip it off and over his shoulder and into the snow, where he proceeds to roar in the door's face. It's very intimidating.
I think he should roar.
Yeah, I really want to hear.
Transmogrificent!
Did he just have a stroke?
I'm just concerned with his health. So
it's cold, okay? Like my lungs are compressed or something.
Let's go. It's cold. Let's go. Let's go warm up, Stretchy.
Oh, Stretchy.
You enter a small room. It's dark, and there's the sound of dripping from somewhere deeper inside. Illuminated by Matt's flashlight eyes are coats and stray boots scattered around in a chaotic jumble. There's an opening leading to another room straight ahead.
I'd like to grab a coat and maybe some shoes to warm up a bit.
Maybe that's a good idea. Let's get some coats on.
They are like regular people sized, You guys can all grab one coat, like a large blanket, but it will affect your ability to see.
I'm going to step on Stretch's shoulders and we can share one.
I can snuggle.
I'll hop in the pocket.
All right, so it's five toys in a trench coat. Is what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we sneak into a movie?
You can, but only PG-13. None of you guys have a face that's over 13. Okay. All right.
Oh, no. So you see the Power Rangers beard?
It's definitely not fooling anyone.
Baby face beard.
It's like painted on like Francoise.
The second room opens up. Larger, slightly rounded, with higher ceilings. Darkened ceiling lights hang at broken and odd angles. There are several windows along the far wall. Many of those are broken too. Much of the furniture is shattered and strewn about, and the remaining pieces are overturned as a part of some long ago battle royale. Everything is covered in dust and darker, more ominous splotches of raspberry jam.
Wait a minute. How did you get that pickaxe?
He just murdered a bunch of people.
I promise you, Outpost 31 looked like this when I arrived.
Can we check the star and see how bright the star is glowing at the moment? It's pretty dark in here, right?
It's pretty dark. I mean, there's some light from the windows, but not a ton.
Let's take the star out. Maybe if we sing a Christmas song, it'll light our way.
Oh, not a bad
That's a good idea. Why don't you lead us on in song?
Go ahead.
What's a good song?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Jingle bells.
Hey!
It's not working as well at this time.
Shines brightly. And you see to your left, where what had been kind of covered in shadow, is what must have once been stairs, but is now a gaping and burned out chasm leading to a blackened void below. And to your right is a single still intact computer console. It's balanced on a small table with one shattered leg kind of leaning up against the wall.
K69.
The cord is
Can K69 connect with the console?
Can I type something on the console?
Why don't you just hold up and let her hack it first?
Okay, all right. I think I know the password.
Hunter 2.
I extend my cords to the computer and insert where I can.
She's just rod dogging the computer right here.
I warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, there's some light conversation before she does it.
Miraculously, the computer turns on really easily.
It's like Matt.
A magic touch.
It drones to life with a smattering of beeps, and a scrawl of white text flits up and across the screen. After a beat or two, you're faced with a dark screen and a blinking white cursor. K69, you're familiar with this. You can hardly believe your pixels. It's a DOS. As a custom gaming system, you'd heard rumors of this ancient technological remnant.
Do you guys have any idea what this is? It's a DOS. This is antiquitous.
It's a Linux system. I know that.
Digital operating system, I think.
Disk operating system.
What we have to do...
It's hotly debated, but the real meaning has been lost to the ages.
It's lost to the ancient texts, which have been burned. But I do remember something about typing in some kind of a code, like an accessing program or...
I'm going to have you make an intelligence check. So just roll.
Yep. Oh, come on, buddy. 17.
Hey!
You did really well. In fact, you remember that you can type DIR in and pull up a list of all of the directories and files on the computer. So you do so. And the screen kind of scrolls through the short lines of text very rapidly, finally stopping to show several dated text entries, which appear to be the last ones in the system, and a single encrypted .exe file labeled Hashimoto 1986.
Enter.
Don't let Cornelius hit me again.
On which one?
on the EXE file.
All right, so you
it's run the program.
It is encrypted, so you can download it and begin to decrypt it, but you will not be able to do anything else. You won't be able to do anything that would require a roll. So you can kind of move, but you can't.
You're
kind
of OP. Right. So
I think you should read the text entries for clues to the password.
just start the encoding it. We're good. Just start decoding it.
Let's brick me, okay?
Yeah, let's just brick her. We can still use her as a weapon if we swing her around.
you can use my arms as like lassos and things.
We can tie up some elves.
This is the only video
I still think the password is a Lost reference.
Oh, wait, what were those numbers again?
Can we try 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42?
It's not a password protected file. No,
the computer just called you a nerd and then completely then completely sucked at the end.
Go collect more posters, nerd.
The seventh chapter of the code just completely vomited up.
All right, so I'm about to go dark for a minute here. If you need anything from my slots, grab it now.
Her slots are empty.
Okay.
Is she carrying the Christmas star? Who's carrying the Christmas star?
She was.
Well, let's take it out
for a light source, yeah.
We did. Yeah. We took it out for a light source. All
right. So it's out, but like in one of my cords, while other cords are in the other computer.
Hey, Zoid, just pick her up and carry her if you don't mind.
I got her and the computer on my... Should I roll a strength check for that?
So you're good. The file is downloaded. You don't need to stay connected to the computer. You just will take, basically your focus will be on decrypting the file. Got it. You can still move around and, you know, you can, you can move her around. She doesn't have to have a computer with her.
All right. I got you, K69. Let's transmorph out.
She can move around.
Oh.
but I enjoy the piggyback ride.
So there's a chasm. What's on the other side of the chasm?
Matt, use your binocular eyes.
So, as you peer down, Matt, I'm going to have you make a perception check.
Okay. Let's see. I didn't have a dice with me. A 4. So what does this thing say?
Oh, we're dead. We're dead.
You don't see anything, but you hear something.
Oh. Hmm.
Very, very, very faintly.
Can I try to hear more intently?
You can try to hear me. Yeah, you can try to hear more and tell me if anyone wants to help.
Now that I'm really straining to hear, I got a 7 about, I would say, on a scale of 1 to 20.
All right, okay. About a 7, fair.
Not great, not terrible.
You're not entirely sure if you're hearing it right, but you think you hear a faint cry of help coming from down there.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
Come by this cavern and tell me... Does anyone hear anything? Anyone?
Well, we can check for it. Let's see if
decrypting.
I got a 19.
All right. So you look down. You see below. You can kind of just barely make out what looks like what was once a lab. You can kind of see like some tables, like, you know, a few things that look like lab equipment. Barely.
Oh, meth exploded.
Not the dog. Not a dog lab.
No, it's like a meth lab.
Yeah. And you definitely
it explains the whole its destruction.
You definitely hear a faint cry of help.
Okay.
How deep is the chasm?
It's essentially the second, you know, the floor underneath the basement floor. For you guys, it's fairly deep, but you know, there's some ways you could potentially.
Can I just stretch down and you guys can climb down me?
You can't stretch all the way to the floor, but you can stretch down far enough that it's likely that Saban.
I'll do that for you guys. I'll do that for you guys.
And land without hurting anybody.
I'm gonna put down K69.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
Let's claim our friends.
Send me down, Stretch.
Let's go.
I ride Stretch like a fireman pole.
All right, so
with the twists.
You hear like a body horn in the background as he's twirling around.
It's like a candy cane thing.
Right now it's just Yusufan in the basement, right?
I slid down.
Okay, and Orion, Matt and K69, you're staying upstairs?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
Yukon?
What?
Coming down or?
I'm always going down.
All right. So you guys all drop with varying degrees of grace into the weapons of the lab. And now that you're down here, you can kind of see that things inside are in as much disarray as they were before, as they were above. You can see overturned tables, chairs, more smashed computer consoles, destroyed lab equipment, specimen jars, test tubes, etc. Near where you landed, you see what looks like a large sack, almost like what was a what one Santa might have had. It's currently empty and lying on the floor. On another side, you can see what looks like a sleigh. It's still there as well. It's just kind of layered. It's there. It's just laying on its side near an overturned table.
There's a big hole in this sack. Like someone cut through it or chewed its way out.
What? Oh. Okay. Something was in that bag, or somebody just didn't know how to turn it upside down to get whatever's in it out of it. So what do we want to do? Let's turn the let's get the sleigh upright first.
Yeah.
As you guys go over to the sleigh and start to try and like kind of pick it up, it's pretty heavy. It's coated in a strange dust.
Angel like dust.
Unidentifiable. And like, can you guys make a perception check?
Okay.
Whatever's down there.
Oh, yeah. Does it taste like gold, Yukon? Because I got a 3.
I got a 4.
Nothing.
Randy, are you down there as well? Stretch strong?
Sorry, I think I'm still hanging so that they can climb back up.
No, we good. Why don't you drop down?
Yeah, you're good? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got a 3.
A 3, okay.
Matt's like still up there staring at a computer for no reason.
You guys aren't entirely sure what it is. There's a lot of it, though.
Dust.
I'm going to gather this together in a convenient small pouch for you. And whoever wants to carry it could take it. May come in handy if you can figure out what it is.
Be some flying dust. This could be the source of Santa's flying powers.
Oh, that's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Your Korean translators are terrible.
Distracted by the dust and don't notice there's a rack of test tubes on a kind of lab counter nearby, and there's a small amount of silvery liquid in one of them, and it begins to shift and move.
Alex Mack?
It flies up the side, and as it reaches the top, begins to form itself into a hand, which grasps onto the mostly intact lip of the tube, and then another hand forms and grabs hold right next to the first. And at this point now, you guys have all noticed it, and can clearly see the remaining liquid take on a human shape as emerging from the top of the tube is a tiny T-1000 Terminator.
We're screwed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Matt and I are just still up there.
Yeah. Matt's just staring at the little gauge go like closer to 40%.
You barely so have exciting. Time to react to this when you hear a rustling to your left. And your gaze shoot over, and as you watch, the dusty leaves of like a plastic fern that was in the corner begin to tremble and shake and finally shoot open to reveal the deadly mandibles of a miniature predator wielding a nasty-looking battle rifle.
What the fuck? We're dead.
These are the baddest of the baddest of the super action movies of the 80s.
If the robot was down here, we could throw it at her, at them, like... Holy crap, man, we could really use Matt. No, we could. All right.
You almost immediately hear a resounding, oh, as a vicious 7-inch werewolf leaps up on a desk. And then slam, a significantly larger, partially robotic gorilla drops down next to it from a broken light fixture and begins rhythmically beating his chest.
Is this Rampage?
Oh, we dead. We dead. No,
and then from behind you, you feel something watching you. You all whip around and see two sickly shining demonic eyes, followed by a swirling mist of darkness which coalesces into a black humanoid shape cloaked in a whirlwind of crimson cape. This world and its shadows belong to me. Now and forever, I am Spawn! You guys have heard of toys.
Holy shit!
What was he doing? The devil was real.
Toys not meant for little children. Manufactured in a secret workshop, hidden away by a mad scientist known only as McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane.
What if the devil was real? Oh crap.
Well, but we are toast.
What if they just want to fight each other?
Let's use the.
Eventually hemming you in. There's a wall at your backs, and they're coming towards you.
This stack of weird dust? I'm gonna.
We gotta use it.
Give me the dust. Dust.
Saban or Saban? I'm not sure what it is.
Saban.
So
snort the dust.
I'm gonna have you roll a dexterity roll to catch the dust. Which I'm assuming you're talking to him, or are you handing to him, Yukon?
I'm a boisterous man. I totally threw it.
Roll for catching.
Oh shit!
Yeah, roll for catching.
I got a 5.
Your guys' diet needs to go.
Using my jump power, I'm using my jumping power. I'm going to try and snag it midair.
Snag it.
Come on, man.
Don't cheat.
Oh no, I got a 7. That fucking thing hit me in the head.
All right, so. Saban, you go to dive for it. It goes over your head. Orion sees this, leaps up, goes to try and grab it, but kind of ends up volleyball hitting it. It jumps, it rises up in the air, kind of turns over, fall over all of you, and then falls upright on the floor in front of Stretch Strong. At this point, though, Yukon, you were charging the group of toys?
Absolutely. I've never been afraid of anything only a few inches long, tall.
Yukon Cornelius gives a great, intimidating roar and charges at the toys with his pickaxe. The toys immediately take him down in like a humiliating Lilliputian way. He drops like a defeated redwood, his pickaxe clattering to the floor and kicked aside by the berserk cybernetic gorilla with a spit-flecked roar.
Yukon!
In horror as the 5 toys descend on him like jackals.
We gotta save him.
I mean,
Stretchy.
Oh, he's toast.
He's already gone.
Oh, no. You begin to notice that where you had been, you didn't realize it until after you were horrified by the scene of poor Yukon being taken down. You had been hovering slightly off the floor. Now you all 3 drop to the ground as your horrified realization that Yukon has been taken down by the toys.
Hey, how are things going down there?
Yeah. So,
I think this thing's at 25%. Thanks, Matt. Stretchy, we need you to sprinkle the dust on yourself. No.
You lightly seasoned yourself.
Salt. So you sprinkle the dust on yourself and you feel lighter for a second. But then you hear the vicious clawing and rending of poor Yukon's flesh by the werewolf. And
God.
He sinks you to the ground. You realize.
My Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Silver bells. Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
We're all going to die anyway.
Yep.
Does anybody know the next line?
Nope.
Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas.
It fills you with the joy of Christmas, and it drowns out the horrified screaming of Yukon Cornelius as the two of you rise up through the ceiling of the basement and arrive on the first floor, dropping lightly to the ground next to Matt, who is singing at the top of his cassette-recorded lungs.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just bored.
I'm going to roll to kick Matt into the hole.
At this point...
Oh, shit, Nat 20.
That says 14. Yeah. And there it is.
Nat 20 on kicking Matt into the hole.
Gerard Butler style.
Also, though, it will dim. The Christmas star begins to dim brightly by the betrayal.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Nix that.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing?
No metagaming.
Your heart grows another size, and you realize that Santa's more important in this moment. Case not, I'm going to have you roll another intelligence check for me.
Okay. Oof, 5.
Smoke starts coming out of her.
You hear a humming and a buzzing from K69. And shuts off abruptly, Orion disappearing for a second. There's a small wisp of smoke, but then you hear a whooshing sound followed by a tinkling of bells.
We lost Orion. Where'd he go?
Orion, no.
And there's a moment in K69 you've rebooted temporarily. Orion, you are back. You look a little haunted from whatever void of nothingness you were sent to, but you're back now and okay. K69, you finished decrypting the .exe file and are shocked to discover that it contains something you've only heard of in gaming legends. It's a mysterious code that, when entered in the proper sequence, creates miracles. You found the Konami code.
Ah!
You guys.
References.
It's an older code, but it checks out. So you are now all on the first floor of Outpost 31. You hear Yukon Cornelius' screams begin to die off and the scattering of toys and what sounds like they're finishing with whatever horrible fate Yukon suffered, and they're headed your way. What do you do?
Sounds like Sid's bedroom.
He was a ginger anyway. We didn't need to hang on to him.
Oh. I know the code.
Do you know the code?
Yes. I go to K69 and I say, let me slot you up in that computer. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I put in up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, and for two player, select.
Oh no!
It was no.
B-A-B-A.
It's B-A!
B-A-B-A. Oh my god!
Hey, at this point, it didn't work. But you hear the, claw of, the cybernetic gorilla rest onto the first floor.
Okay, let's do that again.
Get this right this time!
Stretchy, get it right. It's B-A.
Up, down, down. Left, right, B-A. Fuck, is there another one?
Yes!
Another B-A?
Yes! No!
I don't think so.
All right, I'm hearing the sounds of people unsubscribing to Geekscape and Geekscape Game right now.
Okay, the Konami code was dead before I was born.
Zoid, you're up.
It's up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, select, start.
All right. Beams of light begin to shoot out of the ground all around you as you hear a rush of wind, which encircles and envelopes you. It's blinding and deafening, and then you hear, threading through it all, a flute sounding out a simple melody. Everything goes black. Well, not black, just nothing. And then you find yourself in a small snowy clearing, slightly disoriented and blinking against the glare of the sun on the snow. There's no sign of the two McFarlane toys, no sign of the research outpost, and no sign of poor Yukon Cornelius.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, he was great.
But
he never got his gold.
You see, off in the distance, something glinting in a snowbank.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll roll a perception for my eyes. I got an eight.
My eyes.
Come on, man.
He's not wearing his glasses.
Matt hasn't done anything.
And you can see the glint a little larger now.
Okay. Anyone else want to look at this?
I'd like to go for perception as well.
Go ahead.
18.
All right.
There we go.
Newer systems showing off over there.
Is a long chain.
What do you see, K69?
I see something glinting. It's a long chain.
Let's pull on it.
Yank that chain.
I extend my cords.
It's just a bunch of enslaved elves at the end of it.
All right.
You yank the chain, and out of the snowbank comes an oversized pocket watch with the initials SC on it.
You guys, I think I found Santa's watch. It's a clue.
It's a clue.
I mean, we're getting closer is literally what I was
saying. I said it's how he watches all the kids to find out if they're good or bad every year.
I'm going to try and open up or timepiece. I'm going to try and open it up.
I just got flunked because I missed
the Konami code. Watch and find the inside, which lists a number of continents and cities across the world.
Oh, wow.
Atlanta.
Wow.
Australia.
Those are pretty Caucasian, yeah.
Do I notice anything?
Yes.
Would you like
latent racism in that watch?
I would like to inspect the watch more if it's like pointing at something. I got a 17.
It's not pointing at anything, but you think with a little bit of time, you might be able to figure out how to use this watch. And suddenly, you turn the dial just a little bit, and everything freezes. Nat, Orion, Saban, Randy, freeze. And you're the only one still moving.
Holy shit. I'd like to just...
punch us all in the face.
Just walk around a bit and see if I notice anything, like any movement or like minute nothing.
Absolutely. Not even the snowflakes are falling anymore. Everything is perfectly still.
I'm going to try and switch it back to the way it
was. Everybody unfreezes and suddenly you're behind them. You basically see K-69 transport.
You have transmorphing powers? Transporting powers?
Yeah, guys. This watch makes time freeze.
That's how he does all those houses.
It must be.
He does the houses?
He does them. You know, he gets himself inside them.
It's a breaking and entering one.
Can you guys hear that?
Can you guys hear what? I recognize that sound.
What's that sound?
Oh, no. Last time it was that snowman.
Ba-dum, bump. Da-dum.
Ba-dum, no. Bump. I've heard stories da-dum. Of a brother.
You realize it's getting warmer.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, green Christmas.
The snow begins to melt around you.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
The polar bears.
The sun shines bright, even though it's still the middle of the night.
We need the bumble of polar bears to freeze that thing.
The bumble. Who are you, fireman?
I'm Mr. Heat Blister.
Your skin, well, I'm sorry, Randy, since you're the only person who has skin, your skin starts to pucker and feel strained.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're gonna need it. I think let's throw a snowball at it.
Snow melted, man.
I'm Mr. 101.
There's nothing left but water and steam. The steam rises up from the ground as the water begins to bubble around you.
Quick,
Randy, you specifically feel your silicone flesh begin to wilt and melt. But even someone made of as hard a plastic as you, Saban, you're not sure how long you can last in heat like this.
Can we freeze time?
Quick, everybody, grab on to Santa's watch thing. And then I want to switch it to the freeze time.
And Mr. Heat Miser freezes.
Whoa. This is clock stoppers level technology.
It freezes things.
It's still warm.
Does the heat stop?
I think we should run away holding the...
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Run away!
Yeah. I think we could make more distance if we jump on the Zord again.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah, Zoid it up.
Zoid. Ride me!
Well, except because time is frozen, there's no music. It's just you. Like, you can hear the awkward sound of your own footsteps, which are like...
It's just a long note.
But, you guys run off and you leave the Heat Miser... in the distance, it
later, nerd.
Again, that guy was definitely too much. And now there are frozen snowflakes all around you, and suddenly it unfreezes.
What happened, K-69?
It's a powerful watch, but it only lasts so long when you wind it.
Oh. I think it's off now. I think I have to wind it again if we want. Where are we right now?
Can I roll for a hint?
You could absolutely roll for a hint.
All right, I roll for a hint.
How does Santa hit every house if he has to rewind it every few minutes?
I got a 4.
Come on.
You have no clue where you are, Matt. I would like you to just roll real quick.
Yeah, let me see.
Use one of your damn cassettes, Matt.
Yeah.
I rolled a 1.
Matt, those eyes have got to go.
I'm using the digital die.
Can we use Matt as a weapon so we can use him at all?
Matt, do you just want me to use mine? Mine seem to be doing a little better.
Matt, yeah, can you hand roll it to me? Up, you roll up behind Randy Stretchstrong, and without noticing, you take his foot and you wind it into one of your treads.
Oh,
you
no.
Suddenly activate it, and Randy goes through the treads, comes out looking all strangely stretched and elongated.
Oh, no.
Matt, you realize you've lost control of yourself. Is your back compartment open?
Oh.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Your guys.
Your remote control is gone, Matt.
Oh, Matt, no.
Your remote control is gone.
You are no longer in control. And from behind you, out
some
of
wonder,
the snow,
some say he never
holding
was.
Your remote control comes...
Oh, no. Default user icon.
No, oh, not again!
Son of a... At least maybe Matt will do something now.
Kill
Thought
Brown.
I melted you.
Randy, you seem a bit stunned. Saban, it looks like Matt is coming for you next. What do you want to do?
I want to roll to flip him over on his back like a turtle.
Go.
What is this? Oh, nine.
All right. You rush forward. You turn into your crazy power morpher mode. You've got your sword out. Unfortunately, Matt knows all your weaknesses. And as you go at him, he taps the he taps the little lion on your chest. Your arms and legs and head spring out in every direction, attaching from your body like a crazy crash test dummy.
I told you I was too much.
Do we have any more?
We gotta get
fire
that
flower
control back.
The fire flower is gone. The Konami code is gone. What do you have left? What can you do against your friends?
Christmas cheer.
Yeah, maybe we should sing a song, guys. Maybe that'll save us. We still have the star, right?
You do still have the star, yes.
Okay, all right. Everybody, you know the words.
Do we?
Dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel.
We made it out of clay.
Dreidel.
With dreidel, I shall play.
The Christmas star grows brighter, and for just a moment, it appears to be a six-pointed star.
Throw it like a throwing star at the heat, at the cold miser. Cold. We need that remote control back, K69. I think we got to knock it out of. We got to get that remote control back.
Are you going to steal the star?
I want to stretch man.
I think let's try and knock.
I'm like flattened,
dude. He's flat. Oh, I think you get.
You've got some good elasticity, so you bounce back.
Okay, well then I just stretch and grab it. Real fast.
can you stretch me like a slingshot at the cold miser and try and knock the remote control out? And I'll be like
fastball special right there.
Yeah, fastball special. Ready? Who's rolling?
I'm trying to roll, but I lost my cursor. Oh, there it is. Nine.
I got
points.
A 15.
15? Nice. Nine.
Okay.
That's 15.
Your powers combined. So, Randy, you stretch your arm out, and you clasp hands with Saban's arm, just his disembodied arm. And then, Orion, you leap forward into the arm. It pulls back like a rubber band, snaps you forward, and you... colliding with the snow miser. The remote control goes flying up into the air.
Catch
somebody
it,
catch it.
I'm gonna try and catch it.
Roll.
Six.
You do not catch it.
Damn it.
It slams against the ground like there's one rock in a sea of snow, and the remote control shatters.
Nothing of value was lost.
I'm so sorry.
What's the status of Matt at this point? That the with the controller gone, does he have his anonymity? Does he have like his autonomy back, or is he just as useless as he was back in the shed?
It doesn't look like he's moving.
No.
All right, guys, how do we want to finish this up? We're good. Not really. We can't eat him. What use is he?
Saban, if you'd like, I'll let you take a turn to slowly piece yourself back together.
Do I roll for that or just chill?
It'll
chill
just
out.
Take a turn.
All right, cool. All right, we ate. We're good.
What are you guys going to do? You can't leave a friend like this on Christmas Kwanzaa.
He left us in a ditch to fight the Predator in T-1000. Where was that sentiment?
He was staring at some sexy silicone and dipped out.
This guy was sick.
The Hanukkah star is growing colder by the
Here we go. We have to sing another song to bring back our Christmas miracle.
Maybe you could just check them.
That'll never work.
I'd like to go up to him, Matt, and just see if I can maybe reprogram him to be autonomous.
Mm.
Can you give me a roll?
No, I hope it's come a on. One. Nope, but it's a 7.
Luckily, he's not actually a robot. He's just a cassette player inside a plastic casing, and you just have to flip the switch on the bottom so he's not on remote control.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And he's back!
Hey! What I missed!
Not a moment too late. He almost took out all of you.
Matt, you almost took us all out.
It would have been bad. I thought I really messed up by crashing your controller, but apparently that didn't count.
You almost killed us worse than that Predator back there.
But the key word is almost.
All right, should we roll for what to do next?
Luckily, as you look up, because that's all it took, you can see the Trail of Northern Lights is brighter than ever, and it arcs down into a grove of trees.
It's a rainbow road.
You're very, very close now. Very close indeed.
Okay, let's light the trees on fire.
No, let's not do that.
Okay.
All right. So weary and exhausted, you have finally come to the end of the trail. But in front of you lies this endless grove of Christmas trees.
Ooh.
It spans as far as you can see, and a faint mist curls out from the forest and winds itself around your feet. And you can see the same mist fills the grove, obscuring much, but every now and again, you think you might see something moving within the thick fog.
Should we go into the grove?
If we turn it into a Christmas tree farm, the trees will disappear.
Was that a Taylor people, Swift reference?
She does have a song called Christmas Tree Farm, but no. That just seemed like the simplest way to clear the area.
Why don't we roll for perception?
It's Christmas Eve, so we're blowing them out. Yeah. They're free. Free Christmas trees.
I'm going to go ahead and like roll for perception on what's in the... Let's see if we can see these shadowy figures.
Go ahead.
Good idea.
Nope, I don't see anything. I have a 2 and I fell on my face.
So, Stretch Strong falls on his face.
Orion.
I got a 5.
Sorry,
Orion.
I got a
15.
A
15. I got a 16.
Your eyes finally work,
that's
baby.
The best roll he's ever had.
All right, so you guys can't make out the figures that you see in the fog, but what you do notice is that each tree is actually adorned with different decorations. And Saban, what you see one that's kind of covered all over in like army helmets and bolt action rifles and Pershing boots. And Matt, you see one that's filled with old fashioned sea vessels, schooners, galleons, frigates, all kinds from all eras. Some are flying pirate flags, others are from nations or kingdoms long defunct. But you see that every tree has a slightly different ornament scheme to it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
going to have K69, Matt, and you two roll a wisdom roll.
13.
8.
Matt, you're way too focused on this sailing.
We got to reflip that switch on him.
Yeah.
We're expecting too much of him. He's just a cassette player.
His periscope's kind of like, he thinks he's looking this way, but the periscope's pointing that way. All kinds of, you know, sorted out. But 59, you notice that, like, on one of the ships is a sea liner, and Titanic is kind of emblazoned across the bow, and you remember hearing stories of a place like this. It's a place called the Grove of Christmas is Lost. And Shuby's tree represents a Christmas that never was for some poor soul out in the world. And you guys realize Santa is lost in here.
Okay.
You guys, Santa's somewhere in the broken tree dreams.
Yeah, I take the star and I say, but this was my wish. This was my wish. I'm taking it back. I'm taking them all back. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing a Goonies reference in the middle of this adventure.
It's not their time. It's not their
time. This is not their time.
Because we still have to save Santa and see if Rudolph is at least conscious.
Okay.
I say we go in.
Do you think the star will lead us to... Well, we're in the Grove right now, right?
You haven't stepped in yet.
Let's go. We got to go in there. Let's go in singing, everybody, because maybe the star will lead us to Santa.
Well, Ryan, you know the song.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna get another donation.
Shines brighter than you guys have ever seen it. It's almost angry in its brightness, but it is there and it is shining. And as it guides you through the trees, it kind of, even the fog stays back from this song and this star. And you notice as you're wandering that the grove seems to be growing. Like every now and again, you hear a pop and a snap, and there's a groan of branches and earth. And every few seconds, a new tree appears and other trees shift to make room for it. And you realize that it's growing because it's representing all the Christmases that will never be if you don't get Santa out of there.
We gotta find him.
We have to find Santa now, guys.
As you realize as the mists start to cling and the star starts to dim, you guys gotta keep singing.
We gotta keep singing. Okay, Shane, hit us with something else.
This Bohemian Grove place is nothing like the conspiracy theories.
Here comes Santa Claus.
He got his ass hit by a star. He got his ass knocked out, then he crashed, and Rudolph went nuclear.
There is an explosion of stardust out of the Christmas star, and it swirls ahead of you into a clearing where you see a small Douglas fir. It kind of swirls around the Douglas fir, and as you approach it, you realize that it's covered all over in unusual ornaments. One depicts a videotape with a ferocious set of teeth. Another shows a wrestling ring with silhouetted outline of a reverse suplex. Another shows a cassette tape with a lightning bolt on it. Still another, a retro television set, a black and white cityscape, a giant badass explosion, Funko Pops, miniature headsets and microphones, film reels and musical notes. It's a beautiful tree, and it resonates with you guys, each of you, in your hearts. But you realize...
This tree really resonates with me.
The loot crate tree.
Guys, this is our tree. We should cut it down and keep it. That's a bad idea.
Continuing to grow.
Okay, let's form a circle and let's dance around the tree, and let's fill it with our Christmas spirit.
All right, we know the song, guys.
All right, Derek, hit us up. Like, lead us off. God,
I can't. Sing, I don't know any other songs.
Sing Taylor Swift.
Cause now you got bad blood.
I'm blanking. That's like three albums ago, guys.
It's Christmas Eve, and I haven't read.
But it's walk a lonely road.
The only road that I have ever known. It's a lonely road.
It's Christmas Eve, and I haven't opened one fucking Blink-182 song.
Okay, no, you guys, we have to sing the song. The song that brings everyone joy. Every boy, every girl, every
not
adult.
The U2 one.
Sing it with me. Baby Shark. Baby shark.
That moment,
the tree lights and fire
as you dance and your arms go up and down in classic Baby Shark motions, the Christmas star rises into the air and places itself at the top of the tree. There is It begins to shine. It shines brighter and brighter. The bulbs on the tree begin to twinkle brighter too. And soon every bulb on every tree begins twinkling, bright as the stars. And as you watch, the bright light burns away the mists and the fog, and the grove is suddenly much, much smaller. Then you hear the ringing of sleigh bells, followed by a cheerful laughter from out of a copse of trees. Comes
It's Santa!
Wow. That's a celebrity guest on our live stream.
Oh my god! You guys, it's Santa!
Oh my goodness.
We've been looking for you forever.
You got some answering to do for my fifth grade year.
Christmas place if it wasn't for you.
Oh, thanks, Santa.
Thanks, Santa.
We fought a lot of shit back there.
We lost UConn.
Santa, can we talk about the Christmas in 88 while I got you?
Orion, that's old news. We're just glad he's alive, right?
All
right.
I have a bone to pick.
Why do you have tape on your face?
Now, if only... If only I could find my watch and my bag of fairy dust, I could go deliver toys to all the good boys and girls.
Stretch, you got the angel dust, fairy dust.
There's not much left because something bad happened back there, but here you go.
Just like that? That's very dramatic.
What, it belongs to him.
You got a flair for the dramatic storytelling there, Derek.
We lost UConn Pete or whatever his name was. We didn't give him any gold for Christmas. Sorry.
We didn't know.
We saw him get murdered.
I'm still upset about that, okay? I'm in shock.
What? Hey, Santa, remember that guy who saved you quite a few times, UConn Cornelius? I think you got to carry your own load from now on, buddy. He ain't coming back.
The whole load.
We lost over these things for the moment because it's a happy ending.
Okay, all right. For everybody but UConn Cornelius and my ability to recall the Konami code, I think it's a great ending.
Yeah.
Play, and you can come with me to deliver toys all over the world.
Oh, yay! After all that, he's going to put us to work.
Capitalism.
By the way, how's Rudolph? I was very concerned.
He's somewhere. Santa had a rough night.
Oh my god.
I think the radiation from Rudolph going nuclear may have cost you your mustache. You're losing your hair. The nuclear fallout of Rudolph going nuclear is alarming.
It's just sliding.
All right.
I think maybe he tumbled with a.
We didn't get that Christmas candle.
Did you see a bumble of polar bears going around this the other way?
No, it's a bubble. Snowman. So insensitive.
Santa.
I think at this time.
Bye,
Mary. If you wanna do a quick promo, I think Santa had to run to put some gifts away. I don't know where Joe's at.
We clearly weren't gonna help him.
Want to talk about?
I'm sorry, guys. I got to put my daughter to bed. Did I miss anything good?
I feel like there's a lot of things you missed. Like
your Zoom handle.
Yeah.
Oh, the magic of Santa's
he wasn't. He was never real.
He's loaded on eggnog.
I fixed it there. Here we go.
Okay.
There
he is.
Joe, welcome back. You just missed Santa.
Holy crap!
All right, so we got 5 minutes to jump to the next stream. John and Katie got to get ready because they're joining Poof the Magical Game. Just going from
I'm warmed
game
up.
To another.
We're ready.
But before we bounce off of this real quick, Mary and Joe, do you want to just do a quick promo about what you guys do and games like this that people can join in really once a month?
Mary, why don't you tell them where they can find us?
You can find us on Facebook at Dark Hills Events. You can find us on Instagram at Dark Hills Events. You can find us on Twitter at Dark Hills Events. And you can find us on the web at Dark Hills Events. We do RPGs like this. We've done live events in the past when things are not quite so, quarantined. Mm-hmm. and restricted and socially distanced, but we do interactive gaming and immersive theater experiences, and find out more about us on the web.
And around this time of year, you can also go to Claws and Effect, that's C-L-A-U-S and E-F-F-E-C-T, Claws and Effect on Facebook. If you want to spend some time with Santa, who has time to properly apply certain things to his face. So if you want to hang out with Santa or Krampus or maybe some gremlins, we do a lot of fun stuff. But thank you all, and donate, 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 or Santa's coming for you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.